The chances of owning a home are slipping away for many Australians. One of the nation's largest household surveys shows that fewer than half of adults will soon own their own home. The survey also says couples over 65 are Australia's wealthiest, as Bridget Brennan reports.
For 15 years, the same 17,000 Australians have been answering questions about their income, savings, family life and health. Their answers helped to form a national snapshot released annually in HILDA, the Household Income and Labour Dynamics in Australia report.
So we're building up a very comprehensive picture of how people's lives evolve over time.
The report's author, University of Melbourne economist Professor Roger Wilkins, says a standout finding this year is that home ownership is going backwards.
We're very soon going to have less than 50% of adults who are homeowners on current trends.
Professor Wilkins says couples over the age of 65 who've invested in the property market are now reaping the rewards and are considered the richest Australians.
Well, house price growth has been very strong. In real terms, house prices have gone up over 90% over the period since 2001, and older households are much more likely to be homeowners and also to own investment properties as well. Wealth has grown very strongly for older Australians, particularly those aged 65 and over. Since 2002, their average levels of wealth have grown in real terms by over 60%.
The HILDA survey suggests that housing affordability is just one of many pressing concerns for Australian families. The report says up to a quarter of single-parent households are living in poverty. More than two-thirds of Australians have relied on welfare at some stage over the last decade, and 77% of Australian children under the age of four have never been to the dentist. And that worries Dr. Rick Olive, the president of the Australian Dental Association.
This is a consistent finding. And if those children are never going to the dentist, we shouldn't be surprised that five-year-olds are turning up with 48% of them with caries in their primary or permanent teeth, and 56.6% of six-year-olds have caries in their primary or permanent teeth.
Is that cavities or what is that?
Yes, that's dental decay. That's what proportion of them have decay in their primary or permanent teeth.
If you're a parent, you can add the dentist bill to the rising cost of childcare. The HILDA survey says since 2001, spending on daycare and preschool is up by 110%.
Bridget Brennan.